Good morning, everyone. It looks so beautiful outside, but brr, it's cold.
Freezing cold.
Yeah, we're here this morning with Blair Travis from the Calvert City. Good morning, Blair.
Good morning, Cindy.
And you guys have a lot going on, as always.
We do. It is. You know, it's been kind of a slow winter, but we're ready to get back into things.
So what's going on with the river project?
Tennessee Riverline?
Yes.
Oh, me. You know, we had our summit. It's a conference that we went to in January. The mayor and Vicky Nguyen from the extension office, Nita Hale, went with us. And we learned a lot about just events that we could do, ways that we can have events and that are inclusive to everyone, and learned about river safety and also just in general the ways that we can improve our riverways. We have a right now they are working on a design phase for Haddox Ferry.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, we've recently acquired that space, and it has a long history in Calvert. It's really where we started. Mm-hmm. I won't get into that, but I could talk for a while about the history of that.
Yes,
but
she remembers the celebration, history. She wrote it.
But it really is a core place, right in the middle of, right on the river in Calvert, and it's our only access point to the river. So the Tennessee River Line has a survey out right now. You can go on our Facebook page or on our website and fill out the survey. I think last I checked, we were at 136 people, and which put us in second place the Tennessee River Line through the river communities. So we're behind Hardin County, and I really think that we could do a little bit better and get some more surveys in and put us into number one. That's where I kind of like to be. But anyway, yeah, you can go online and fill out survey. It takes 15 minutes. I mean, it's not hard to fill out. And
what kind of questions does it have on it, Blair?
So it kind of just asks what you want to see on the river. What kind of access you want? Do you want kayak access? Do you want camping? Do you want a picnic area? And we need this information, and they're going to take this information and put it into a design concept. Mm-hmm. So they will have an artist rendering of what the space can look like, and involving the community is the best way to find out what the needs are. It's right in between, Arkema and the plants. So getting their feedback is important too. But yeah, I'm excited about it. We get this finished. I think it's done March 30th. The survey will be. So there's a little bit of time to finish it, to get it in. If you don't want to do it online, you can always just email me or go to City Hall. They have printed copies available that you can fill out as well. And it's just great to get the feedback from the community because, I mean, we're going to be the ones using it. So, of course, we want what we want, Cindy.
I know. And, this is, from someone. I don't even think of Calvert City being on the river because
I know.
You don't see it.
That's right.
Now, all the people who are on the plants, I mean, they know it's there.
Yes.
But for other people that working in Calvert City, you don't even think that you're that close.
No, you do. You don't. And, I mean, Garrett and I, we use the river quite often with fishing and whatnot. But, you don't realize it. The plants have the most beautiful view. And since we acquired Kentucky Dam Village and, added them to our space, that obviously gives us direct access to Kentucky Lake. But, yeah, Haddox Ferry it's a really beautiful, beautiful little park, even as is right now. So.
Right. And other events going on in Calvert City. You're still talking about all the bike paths.
Yeah.
And you're wanting to join into a little program there, too.
Yeah. Oh gosh. The library is doing phenomenal things right now, especially in March. March 18th, they're having a cookbook club, and then the Walking Book Club, which is really cool, on the 20th. You basically read the book, and then you walk, and you talk about it all through Calvert. And then coasting through Calvert, you can be any age and show up at the library on the 25th and ride your bike. But lots of different activities there for the library. But also, you know, they're great for our community too. The library's right there, and they're mm-hmm. you know, right at the walking trail, so it's really great access for them.
Yeah, I mean, the library's just phenomenal.
Oh my gosh,
they do.
It really is.
It has been. You know, we've had them on just all the different events that Calvert City puts on.
It's fun. You know,
they're part of it.
Well, I mean, as you know, you are one of my volunteers. We could not do it without CADA, Calvert Area Development Association. They may roll their eyes at me when I have an idea, but they're there. They show up.
Right. And you've got something coming up called Music in the Park, and informational meetings coming up about that. Right?
We do. There is a lady, her name is Julia Watkins, and she plays the violin. She is just phenomenal and impressive. She has a wonderful story of how she started playing the violin. And anyway, I reached out to her, and we did this, I think, 2 years ago. And she just played the violin in the park for kids, played some Disney music, and also, you know, asked the kids to dress in their superheroes and their princess costumes. And it was a wonderful time. The kids danced, and oh, it was just absolutely precious. But this year, we kind of wanted to change it up a little bit and include some local talent. So if there are any kids, it can be 18 or under, that want to perform on stage, we're having a competition, but we're going to select 10 kids to perform.
Oh.
So they
kind of have to audition?
Kind of, yeah. So what you need to do is just, you can email me or on our Facebook page a link to a performance or just a quick clip of you singing or playing the piano or playing an instrument. Even if you love to read poetry, you know, you can include that as well. It's any kind of outlet that requires a performance. So we would love to have those submitted by April 14th. But if you have questions and you're not really sure what you need to do, we are going to have an informational meeting. The meeting is going to be on Zoom, and it's going to be on March 23rd at 6 o'clock. If you have a child that wants to participate, you can join the Zoom meeting, and we could talk a little bit about what we're asking and go into a little bit more detail. And you don't have to. If you got it and you want to send us a video, mm-hmm. go ahead and send it our way. But yeah, when you get that sent in, then Julia will look at the videos and then select 10 people, 10 kids to perform with her. So,
that's cool.
Yeah, I think so.
So the only requirements, under 18.
Yep, under 18.
Resident of Calvert City?
Nope, you can be. Yeah, you can be from anywhere.
Okay.
Be from anywhere, just a special talent that you have, you know, singing or playing an instrument, whatever you'd like.
Okay, and when is the showcase going to be?
It is going to be on June 24th okay. in Memorial Park.
Is that a Saturday?
It is a Saturday. Yep, the kids' music in the park is June 24th. And just to rehash the dates, the videos need to be turned in by April 14th. And if you have questions and want to attend the informational meeting, it's not required. But if you want to, you're more than welcome to. That is on March the 23rd at 6 o'clock. To get that Zoom link, you know, we don't actively publish it. So you'll have to email me or go on our Facebook page and send us a message. And we can send you that Zoom link directly so that you'll have it. But like I said, it's not necessary. If you have a video of your child or you know, young teen, and you want to just send it in to us, it doesn't have to be long, just for us to get the gist of, you know, their talent. So
that's cool. I know WCCK, part of our Mayor Bration, we used to have a youth talent showcase.
Yeah,
and two of those kids now are just like superstars.
That's awesome.
You know, it's like, whoa, what, Greg, do you remember the boy's name? He plays with the bluegrass singer.
Oh, Josh Williams?
Yes.
Yeah.
He used to come as a little kid.
Yes.
You know?
That's awesome. You know, we actually just met with him last week with the Jackson Purchase Bluegrass group. And I think they're going to take over the Fall Fun Fest music. I think they're going to organize it and kind of create a bluegrass-themed performances. I'm excited about it.
Calvert City's got so much going on. We're talking with Blair Travis. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back on Coffee Call.